Hey everybody, welcome to Talking Games with Tim and Clayton. I'm one of your two hosts, Tim Dunn. That's the other one.
Clayton Margeson.
Clayton, how are you doing?
Good. I never know if I should say my last name.
I think it's solid. First-timers.
I think I mumble my name every time I say it, too. It's like, Clayton Margeson.
It's also good because then it's hard to read out loud.
Who is this man?
A man disappeared.
Just pay no attention.
A man disappeared out of the darkness. And hey, everybody, it's Eric Harrington. Welcome to the show.
Yay. Hi, guys. Yeah, thanks for having me.
That's my favorite bit in podcasting. Assuming the person someone's not there until they appear.
Eric, we start off the same way every show. And that is, what are we playing right now? What are you playing right now, Eric?
I'm almost finished with Saints Row 4.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Do you like it?
I do. I'm having a good time. It's a little repetitive.
Sure.
It's like the exact same map as three. And I was all right.
And what kind of powers did you pick? I hear a lot about these powers.
Well, you basically get a set.
Oh, okay.
And everybody gets the same ones. And you collect enough orbs, you can get them all. Like, I'm fully.
Gotcha.
I can't go any farther, and I'm not even finished with the game yet.
Can you fly?
You can jump real high and glide.
Gotcha.
And you can also sprint at insane speeds, which is very fun.
That's pretty great.
Yeah.
It sounds like Prototype to an extent.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's like a goof on that genre instead of GTA. It's a Crackdown sort of.
That's so funny.
Didn't they also release some DLC that was literally just called GAT5 or something like that? It was right when GTA came out.
Yeah, because Johnny Gat. Yeah.
Yes.
Gat 5,
And they also had, just penthouse ladies.
Is that right?
A DLC pack of characters of, porn stars that you could, for that. That was for 3, though. I didn't buy it, but they did have it.
That seems a bit much.
Yeah. I'm also playing Dishonored again.
Oh, very cool.
Oh, that game. I love that game.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. It just came out with an edition that has all the DLC stuff and everything. Clayton, you played the DLC, right?
I played some of it. There's the latest one, the Brigmore Witches, haven't played. But I played, I think, the first half of, I think they just basically, released 2 DLCs that should have been 1 story.
Yeah.
But they ran out of time or money, or they just were like, eh, fuck it, we'll just
release 2 pieces.
Yeah, exactly. We're just releasing in 2 parts.
Right.
And the first part of that was pretty fun. You play as Dowd, the assassin.
I haven't played that yet.
Fun. That's pretty fucking fun.
That was one of my favorite stealth games I can think of.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
It basically was all the stealth stuff that you love about Skyrim, if you played Skyrim as stealth.
But
with power.
Yeah. But better.
It's so good.
Yeah.
I love that game.
Clayton, what are you playing?
Let's see. This has been a week of me beating games really quickly.
Oh.
I played Deadlight, which is super, super not great.
What is it?
It's a downloadable indie game that is a zombie apocalypse, but they don't call them zombies. They call them shadows. And that is just one of the problems I have with this game. it's really the voice acting is really fucking bad. The story is just boring. But, the gameplay stuff is, kind of fun.
Huh.
And there's weird things, you reload bullets, one bullet at a time into a revolver. And I'm like, that's kind of cool, actually. So if you use all your bullets in a row, you're like, oh, fuck. Just gotta shove more bullets in. I'm like, that's actually,
realistic.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. For the most part, I liked it. But
how long did that take to beat?
An hour and a half.
Really?
Oh, my God.
The whole thing?
Really short. Yeah. Another thing about it that was
how
just
much
like,
was it, if you don't mind me asking?
I bought it during the summer sale for, a buck. So,
that's fine.
It was worth it. Okay. Right. There was no way I was going to pay more for this, because it was also this game sucks. I was like, well, I'm going to give it a shot. And then I also played,
I hate myself. Yeah. Well, come on.
I got time to kill. I also played The Darkness 2. Which also was, I feel like, kind of short. I think I'd be in 6 hours or something. So you play a mobster who talks like a stereotypical Italian mobster, but he's possessed by a demon, and the demon makes these tentacle arms come out of your shoulders, and they just are the most gruesome thing ever.
Yeah.
You just pick guys up. And, the standard move is to pick a guy up and rip him in half lengthwise.
That's so, the best. That's the best.
Wow. Guy. It's called wishboning.
That's a pretty sweet move.
You grab his legs and just rip them apart. I'm like, holy fuck. And I was like, well, I'm pretty into this. And then you get more, like, amazingly terrible, like, ways to kill people. And one is, literally, one of the tentacles goes into a guy's asshole and rips and, like, pulls on his intestines. And then you see it pull the intestines and stomach out.
Oh, it was Jesus. Like,
what in the fuck? Like, what in the... I seriously was like, these holy are like, fuck.
These are like Mortal Kombat fatalities almost.
Yeah. But, like, you do it, like, a fucking million times. So, it's almost like, you're like, oh, I'm going to do the one that restores health where you rip a guy in half. And it's like, okay. And it's like, all right, no, I'm going to do the one where you, like, pull a guy's head off really hard and it gives you some ammo. So that was pretty fun. Again, the story was like pretty shit, and I didn't care. It's just like ripping guys in half, having lots of fun.
What is the plot like? Is it like you do mobster stuff?
you do mobster stuff, but like the other gang isn't really a gang. They're like this brotherhood of monks or something. Because it's a demon.
Right.
Oh my fucking god, it's so funny.
It's based on the comic. The is really it? Terrible oh. comic book. Oh. Yeah.
If the comic book is terrible, I am not shocked.
It's like that late 90s image sort of like sexy booby ladies, like Witchblade and like all that
boring.
Sort of thing. It's like in that vein of comics. Yeah, it's not good.
I hate stuff like that. But I did enjoy this game more than I should have. I think my favorite is that you have this little British, like, sort of, like, they call him a midget, but that's not politically accurate. And also, he's like, he's just like a super short demon, but it's like, yeah, it's like, check out the midget, and it's like, what the fuck? He's called the Darkling, and he's British, and his lines are, like, pretty funny, and he'll also, like, piss on guys that you've killed, like, straight up just start, like, urinating on them, and I'm like, all right.
And he just follows you around?
You
answer both questions. Yes. So you have a little dick.
As you don't see the dick.
Okay. And he just follows you around.
And he follows you around.
Okay.
You can pick him up and throw him at guys, and he'll, like, rip their eyeballs out.
Oh, Jesus.
It's, like, fucking gruesome. I couldn't stop playing it.
Was it console or Steam? Or
I played it on Steam. It's on also on consoles. I think it was, like, a port from consoles to PC. It's fun. It's actually pretty fun. Huh. And then I was, like, so I beat both of those games in, like, less than a week each. And I was like, okay, well, let's see what else is out there. And I found out that the model of Wii, Nintendo Wii that I have, is backwards compatible. So
sweet.
Nice.
I was like, I'm going to play Wind Waker, which I've never played, and also Eternal Darkness, which have barely played. And I can't tell you anything about it. I'm like, I need to go back and replay this. I go and get both of those games, plus, like, the controller, because you have to get a GameCube controller, and a GameCube memory card. This is, like, all the stuff you need. God. You get all that, it's, like, $100 for that and the games and everything. Not too bad. I get home, and I'm like, cool, just need to find the controller for my Wii, and I have no fucking idea where. I have four Wii controllers.
Oh, where to plug in the GameCube thing?
No, I just don't have my Wii controllers.
I found one.
No, that's not one. That's a case. I've been down this path. I found all the cases. I found all the accessories. I cannot find the controller. It's as if they were snatched from my life by, like, an omnipotent being. And no, guys, I've been all over this
before.
Everyone's looking around right now.
Yeah.
No idea.
We all want to spot it and be the hero.
Nicole could tell you, I was infuriated. I was so mad. So I wound up, and in my rage, I was like, well, fuck it. And I just went to Amazon and bought, like, another one for, like, $10. Because they're like, you can get them used really cheap.
Right.
But I was so, oh my god, I'm so mad. And so, yeah, I've got Wind Waker sitting in there. All I need is a Wii controller for, like, 10 seconds to play this game. I could probably borrow one, but I'm too mad.
Oh, come on. So, can't do that.
I'm so mad. So, yeah, that's the thing.
Nice.
Drove me crazy. So, instead, I'm playing Skyrim again.
A new character?
Answer your question. What are you playing right now? No, I'm playing my this guy with an eye patch.
Oh,
it was pretty great. Yeah.
Cool.
Very descriptive.
It's a guy with an eye patch and a beard.
All right.
He's already beaten the Dragonborn DLC, so now he's just fucking doing whatever.
Nice.
Doesn't give a fuck. I got
do what I want.
Yeah, does what he wants. His name's Roy.
Roy, what race?
Red Guard.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I wound up going really archery this time because of you, Tim. Because of
me.
Yeah. Tim. Yeah.
I've never played it. Like so an Archer Ranger.
It's pretty fun.
Pretty queefy. It's pretty sweet and cool. It's pretty sweet. It's pretty queefy, guys. What just happened?
Pretty queefy.
Okay. Yeah, no, because when you go stealth and archer, it's very cool. Yeah. You pretty much just take out a whole dungeon.
With a single queef. Oh, my God.
Okay, we're going to write this ship. As for me, I tried to get back into Eco or Ico. I still can't do it. I don't have the patience for that. We're going to get into that with the topic today.
Yes.
I was traveling this weekend, so I played a lot of Civilization Revolution, which is still just a perfect iPhone game. I was talking with John Sabine, who we should have on. He's like apparently a huge Civilization 4 freak.
He is. He loves Civilization.
I would love to talk with him about that.
Yeah.
But besides that, I just looked on PlayStation Plus, and they had Kingdoms Amalur Reckoning for free. So I downloaded that again, and I'm trying a mage character this time.
Okay.
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But here, today, we're going to talk about a topic I am very interested to talk about, and that is how our tastes have changed as gamers, and what we're willing to maybe put up with, and not so much nowadays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eric, when did you start gaming?
Oh, I had an original Nintendo.
Oh,
so like I don't know, like 85 or 86. Like
sure.
I was probably 5 years old, and I was like, I want that because my cousins had it. You know,
right.
I didn't really even understand what it was.
Yeah, the girl that used to babysit me, they were like a family friend, and they had original Nintendo, and they had the Duck Hunt and original Super Mario Brothers, and it blew my goddamn mind. It was just the best.
Did you know that you can use a second controller to control the ducks in Duck Hunt?
No, I didn't know that.
Neither did I until like 2 days ago. I mean, not that I'll ever play that game.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
What a hack.
Yeah.
What a hack you discovered.
Oh my God. The only time I played that recently was at a beercade. That's probably the only time.
Yeah. I cut the cord off the gun
quickly
and then just wore it in my waistband because it was so cool looking. It's a nice ray gun.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Clayton, how about you when you start?
I started very young. I went over to my neighbor's house because they had the original Nintendo, and I got the Genesis and the Super Nintendo, like, back-to-back as quickly as I could, basically.
Yeah.
I couldn't even tell you how old I was. 6, probably, yeah.
Yeah, that's funny because it's like, when I think of the earliest genres that I was really into, part of it has to do with like what was actually available when I started gaming, and that is largely like platformers.
Yeah, exactly.
Which platforming largely isn't really a thing anymore. The Super Mario Galaxies are great.
Yeah, they are.
But those are like the only ones I can really think of.
Rayman, the new ones.
Rayman's great.
Yeah, they're like trying to bring back that little cartoony side scroll 2D.
And then like
if they are platformers, they tend to be puzzly. A lot of time, too.
And then action games. I think that was sort of the other big genre back then.
Yeah.
Some
racing.
Yeah, like arcade ports and things like that.
Yeah. Which is so weird to think about.
Right?
It's like, oh, this
just
should
work.
The
fact that there used to be arcades. I spent tons of money on Silent Scope.
Yeah. Anything with some sort of, like, novelty.
Yes.
I was super into.
Because there came a point where they were like, oh, shit, we don't offer that much anymore. It needs to be, like, a Dance Dance Revolution.
Aerosmith with guns.
Yeah, right.
Perfect.
I remember that one. But, for me, when I think of what I used to play all the time and what I don't play anymore, that would be, like standard JRPGs.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
I can't really do them anymore. I still respect them. Like, I played Final Fantasy VI not too long ago, and it was good. But the thing I can't do anymore is a lot of just reading text. And there's something that's just not very thrilling about hitting a button that says attack, as opposed to, like, playing Skyrim and just hitting a button that actually, you know, attacks for you.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
It drives me crazy, too, because it's like, anytime I play a JRPG now, it's like I have to have a guide. It's like, I'm not doing this shit.
Right.
I'm not going
to... time to spend looking for things.
Yeah. It's like, you know, they're like, it's like, you gotta go to that town. And it's like, cool, where's that town at? And just no response. It's like, are you fucking kidding? Just wander
around. I'm just
around
gonna walk like, around.
Oh my god. Grind it out. Yeah, because I played through all of Final Fantasy VI on like an emulator. And even then, I was like, fucking, where the fuck is everything in this world? Like,
I can't do that without turbo grinding. That's the only way I can do it.
Oh, I mean, I did that. Yeah. No question I did that.
Yeah.
Or even, like, it's like, eh, I got a pretty straight shot to this next area. I'm just going to, like, zip on through. Now I ran into somebody turbo killing. So, yeah, I don't really have the patience for it. Eric, what about you?
Even as a kid, I never really played them. I never got into it.
Mm. Oh, yeah?
Like, Final Fantasy was out, like, some of my cousins played it and, like, some friends of mine. But I was more of, like, anything with monsters... Or, like, Super Mario was real big for me. Like, I was, like, when 3 came out, that was a huge deal.
Oh, yeah. 3 holds up pretty well,
yeah,
though,
it does.
Right?
Yeah. It's fun. But, like, I played, like, a lot of that, and then I kind of, like, stopped playing. Like, then I was at a point where, like, Super Nintendo came out, and then, like, you know, 16-bit was, like, a lot of those, like, Contra-y sort of action game
things.
Where it's, like, guns or swords, and like, I like that sort of, like, sci-fi or, you know, like, Western fantasy.
Yeah.
I couldn't really get into the whole Japanese thing. Still really can't to this day.
Just the people or the food
just their games and their comic books. Their food I love, their movies, some of the music, just the games and the comics I can't stand.
I can't do a lot of anime, honestly. Oh, no. There's not many I get into.
It has to be, like, really graphic for me.
Oh, yeah?
Like, Akira is, like, really, like, bloody, and, like, it's got big ideas, and it's, like, you know, a movie.
Yeah. You know? Or, like, the Miyazakis. Those are very beautiful.
Mm, yeah. You know? Yeah.
Nah, dude. Anime is great.
Yeah, I can't do it.
Here's another thing.
We'll talk about that on my anime podcast. Talking anime with Clayton and no one else.
You can't use my equipment. I've told you this.
Can't
use my equipment.
No, wait. But on the podcast, you said I could when I pretended to be you.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
Yeah. No, you're Timmy.
You said a lot of homophobic stuff.
Yeah. But you're a little kid on that podcast.
Here's what I just figured out the other day. I even just skip tutorials nowadays. Like, if in the main menu it's like new game, load game, tutorial, I just won't even do it. Which is dumb, but there's a part of it that's like, I don't have time to learn this game I'm about to play.
Just gonna jump right in. Face first.
Just let me fail. Just let me fail.
Well, yeah, like, I mean, the other day I opened up, what's that game, Towns? And it was like, here's all the tutorials that you can watch. And I was like, God fucking damn it. Like, no way. I just quit out of it. I was like, no, I don't even want to play this.
Sure.
It's too much. There's too much to learn. That's annoying.
I like when the game, like, is built around, like, it teaches you things as you're playing. Like, it's not a tutorial. Like, the game design itself is there. It's
Super
like
Meat Boy.
Portal's a great game.
Portal is
part of the game.
A beautiful example. Yeah, it's just like, it's like, how do you do this? Yeah, fucking good job, dude. Like, like, kind of makes fun of you, but it's like, it's like, hey, all right, you figured out how to do, like, the easiest thing ever.
You idiot.
Yeah, that stuff does drive me kind of fucking crazy.
Yeah.
All right, Rook.
There wasn't stuff when we were kids.
No, you would check
like
the game
barely
manual.
A manual. Yeah. And then, like, just go for it and see what happens.
You would just figure out what button did what, and then you could just go from there.
Yeah, I don't even know if Super Nintendo really had the processing power to have, like, an overlay of a tutorial on the menu. That stuff really started showing up on, like, PlayStation and everything like that.
I remember getting
games got complex, too.
Yes.
Yeah. I got super frustrated when I was playing Mario for the first time, because it was like I couldn't quite time the jump right to kill, like, the first Goomba, because I was, like, you know, 4.
Dumb. Oh, yeah, no, what you said.
I was a pretty smart 4-year-old, you guys. I don't mind bragging. I probably was kind of dumb compared to an adult. it was just one of those things of, like, fuck, like... How do you do this? And it wasn't like, all right, well, here's the tutorial that really dumbs it down for you. Like,
right.
Yeah, just go for it. Like, eventually
level,
you get it. Yeah.
Yeah. Are there, on the other side of the spectrum, is there stuff you play now that you never thought you would have been interested in back in the day? Like what?
Like stealth games for me.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, like I used to, like, when I was like a younger gamer, I guess, I had no time for that.
Yeah, they stressed me out.
Yeah, I was like, I don't like I had, like, you know, ADD and stuff, and I don't know if that, like, probably affected it. But, like, I had no patience for it. I was like, am I going to wait for this guy to take a corner? Or I got to, like, wait for the light to go off? No,
now
I'm
it's
go
thrilling.
Yeah, yeah, let's just go in. Like, go in and shoot people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I'm the exact same way. Stealth games I never gave a fuck about. Until I played, like, the Metal Gear Solid 2 was when I really got into it.
Oh, dude, exact same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For some reason, that game, like, playing a snake, you're like, all right, we're going to get in there and, like, bash some heads. And then it's like, oh, wait, this is a little bit more... This is different, but it scares me.
I still remember Metal Gear Solid 1 being so disappointed at the end when I got like a really awful score, and I was like, but I shot everyone. What happened?
Yeah, because you couldn't in that game.
You played the game wrong, you dummy.
Yeah, it's like, I don't get a lot of health. That's confusing.
Maybe because this wasn't really as big of a thing when we were growing up, but like... strategy role-playing, I love now. I probably never would have been into when I was a little kid. But now, yeah, it's like... There's something about, like, video game math that I love now. Like, I love researching builds for RPG, like, third-party RPG characters. Like, what's the best mathematically, like, mage? Or, like, fighter?
Like, min-maxing?
Yeah. Like, if you trade off, like, highest percentage for critical hits or more damage or, like, what's going to be better for you. I don't know why, but that's, like, it's such a nerdy thing. But I'm way more interested in that stuff now.
I will say, like, strategy RPGs, well... traditional JRPGs, like I was playing, what was that, like, Racketeer and Item Shop Story or whatever? It's just boy, I ain't got time for this shit. But, like, what is it, the new game coming out? I think it might just be a port from PlayStation or something. It's called, like, Agarus, Generations of War.
Oh, I don't know.
Never heard of it. I had no clue what it was. And I was looking at it, and it's like a JRPG strategy,
RPG. How is Agarus spelled?
A-G-A-R-E-S-T.
Okay, I'm thinking something different.
It looks kind of awesome. Yeah. I don't want to get sucked into this. And it's like, but then it's like, but the min-maxing thing really drew me in because it was like, so you choose sort of a partner for your main character to pair off with.
Oh, and then they have kids, right?
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. And then your kid has like stats from both sides. And I'm like, ooh, interesting.
That's a cool concept.
That's kind of cool. Yeah.
And then you carry on as the ancestor.
You carry on as that kid. As the kid. Your new main character for the next generation.
Yeah. I've seen that a couple times.
Yeah.
It is for PS3. And it's gotten like... on IGN, it's gotten, like, 7, 8 at the max, but it seems like a really cool concept for a game.
It does, yeah. It's like, it's about to come out on PC, and I'm like, interesting. I have to keep my eye on this guy. interesting.
Create some numbers. It actually works.
How about you, Clayton? Anything you are into more now than you were... as a kid?
First-person shooters.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I remember when, like, the first Halo came out. That was, like, when I first kind of perked up at it. Because, like, I never really got into GoldenEye because I didn't have an N64.
Sure.
Okay. And
really was, like, Doom and those before it, but GoldenEye.
I'd, like, played Doom and Wolfenstein. For some reason, it didn't quite do it for me. I think it was because it was really bad at it. <It's>, like,
cheat
couldn't
codes,
quite
man.
Get it. Yeah, exactly. Like, that probably would have made it a lot more fun. But, yeah, I remember, like, the first Halo came out, and I was like, whatever. And then I played it with some people at my high school, and they were, like, people I didn't like. I don't know why I was playing.
How did you get in this situation, Clayton?
I'm trying to remember. I think it was, like, last day. Some of them were seniors, and they were real fucking douchebags. I don't remember any of these kids' names. I don't remember anything about them, but they were real douchebags. Trying to remember, but they brought in, I guess, like, because it was their senior year. It was, like, the last day of high school for them. They convinced one of our teachers to let them bring in their Xbox and Halo. Oh. And they did, and we were all playing it. And I was so, like, unbelievably bad at it. Like, embarrassingly bad. Just never, didn't get a single kill. Was asking people, like, so how do grenades work? Like, can I just, how do you throw those? Like, it's just, I'd never played it.
Good one, Dad.
Yeah. It sucked. By the end of it, though, I was just like, I want to play this some more. Maybe I need to get my hands on one of these Xbox contraptions, because I was on PlayStation pretty much entirely. And yeah, goddamn. like the first Halo, like I really liked it. Yeah. I was oh man, this story is really kind of cool and stuff like that, because I was such a story junkie and still am.
Yeah.
I think that's also something I appreciated way more when I was younger. It's like all I cared about was the story. Like the gameplay could be absolute garbage and it wouldn't bother me at all.
You would want to read that shitty like Japanese to American text in those role playing games.
Yeah.
You and like anime.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
And if like a game didn't have a good story but was like super fun, I was like, not worth my time.
This is what I'm just enjoying myself playing video games.
I don't understand who this Mario character is. No, but it did, Mario RPG was, like, my favorite Mario game.
Oh, that was a great one, though.
Because it was an actual story there.
Yeah, Even, like, Super Mario World I liked, because I made up, like, stories for who Yoshi was and, like, all the younger Yoshis. I was like, these are, like, because the Yoshis were wiped out when the dinosaurs died. It was, like, weird. I just came up with crazy backstories for games.
And now not so much into story, fair to say?
I still really like it. Like, a good story still hooks me really well. Probably better than anything else. But, yeah, I mean, The Darkness, like, I didn't give a fuck.
Right.
Or fucking Deadlight. I knew what was happening the whole time.
Yeah, maybe it's just, like, we can tell quicker when they just didn't put much effort into story in the video game. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I mean, we're adults at this point, you know?
Yeah.
We have, like, a lot of story background already.
Yeah,
like,
you know, a lot to compare
an intelligent audience.
Yeah. But, like, I love the sort of daring nature of having just story video games, like To the Moon or Dear Esther. I think those are really interesting nowadays, which, again, is something I would never have played as a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Now
no
I value it more as, like, an artistic thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, I would have gone nuts for those.
Yeah.
I still do. To the Moon. Guys, I made Tim play the beginning of it. Did you download it?
No, I think it's only for PC.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. But I'm definitely going to play it at some point. That is one thing that, being older and, well, back when I had some money, having money, is going back and discovering all the games you missed on older systems.
Yes.
Like, I got to play on my roommate's Xbox for a while, and just being able to, like you kind of did, it seemed like, I had Jade Empire and KOTOR and Star Wars Battlefront, which, you know, not really a story there, it's just so much fun. But yeah, I think even, I've talked about this before, even in this current generation, I just want to buy a Wii and see what there is to play there.
Oh, yeah. I just got the Castlevania Symphony of the Night because it was on sale on like Xbox Marketplace.
Oh, nice.
It's super fun. It's like a Metroidvania. Like, literally, like, you walk around this castle and, you know. And
that's where the Vania comes from.
Like, I've never, like, played that. Like, I played, like, Super Metroid and, like, Metroid, and I forgot about those types of games.
Yeah, I never got into those games, actually.
A lot of fun.
I actually, Super Metroid, the Metroid series, I never really got into. I hate backtracking in games. That still bugs me a lot.
People refer to Super Metroid, the SNES one, as one of the best SNES games.
Yeah. I thought about emulating it, because why the fuck not? Like, I got anything else to do except a job and a million responsibilities. Whatever.
That sucks, man.
That sucked, Tim.
Wait, Tim.
I also feel like one thing I have maybe lost my stomach for as I've gotten older, like, if a game is marketing itself as, like, super violent, that is not as interesting to me as it would have been as a little kid.
I think it depends for me.
Yeah.
On what, why.
Yeah.
You know, like, the Darkness game sounds like a lot of fun to me.
Yeah.
It sounds like I'd be walking around just murdering dudes, like, hardcore and, like, not care. Like, I like those types of games, too. Like, I can just turn off my brain.
Sure.
And just murder a bunch of guys and, like, okay, I'm done. You know?
I think I've gotten more sensitive to violence as I've gotten older.
Yeah.
Because I think so, you're a kid, you're
not
so...
Not you, about me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you for clarifying, Jeff. I was going to ask you, like, why do you have such a strong opinion about what I think about violence? I think that's totally true. It's like, I was playing that Darkness game, and I was like, holy motherfuck! And I still loved it, because I think it was just so absurd.
Yeah.
But I'm like, yeah, that's pretty messed the fuck up. And it's like, I think when I was a kid, I probably would have played that and been like, okay. It's like, because you think of it as like a cartoon, you know? It doesn't feel real, for sure. And when it's like, but when you're an adult and you're like, I know real life violence. Like, I've had tiny amounts of surgery. Like, I had my appendix out and I was like laid out for a week. It's like, oh my God. that was the worst. And it's like, can you imagine what it feels like to get your fucking intestines ripped out through your asshole? Oh, and then your stomach comes out at the end. Yeah. At the end.
Well, that's where it is.
I know. That's the worst part. It's so correct. Oh my god, what a fucking insane game.
But I think I'm more into violence now, though.
Yeah.
I really like horror movies, too, and, like, gore. Like, oh, that, sure. Like, so, like, I think that just my tastes in general bring me there. Like, I'm thinking about buying, like, the Splatterhouse video game. Because...
Is this a Wii one?
No, there's like, a new one. That was, like, on, like, PlayStation and Xbox.
Oh,
and it has, like, the older ones in there, too.
I see.
But, yeah, but it's, like, just a game where you, like, walk around just decapitating people, and there's, like, thousands of finishers, and you, like, tear off your own arm and beat people, you know, like... And it's supposed to be, like, super bloody. And that, like, for that reason, I'm actually attracted to that game.
Yeah.
Even though it's gotten, like, shit reviews.
I kind of feel the same way. Like, I think I find violence more interesting now. Like, fucking, what was it? Hotline Miami.
Yeah!
Yeah.
Which I love. I love that game.
Yeah.
And yet there's like a gross quality of that game when you just see the 2D brains all over the game.
Yeah.
So uncomfortable the entire time I played that.
Yeah. It really makes you, like, feel it to an extent. And I'm like, that stuff I find so much more interesting, whereas, like, when I was a kid, I probably was, like, fine. I was like, all right, monsters, people, it doesn't really matter. Now it's like, I think I told this to Tim, like, I was playing Hard Reset, and I was like, boy, you're only shooting robots in this, huh? And I'm like, what the fuck am I saying? Like, what am I, a sociopath? But it's just, it's not.
They can't feel this. Come on.
I shot his robot arm off. Oh, big deal. Like, it's like, Jesus Christ. But yeah, for some reason, I don't know.
Hotline Miami is such a good, and we might have talked about this before, such a good argument for, like, you don't need great graphics as long as your gameplay is, like, solid. Also, that had a really interesting story, too, that was crazy fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the really cutscenes, the music, the art, like, the whole style of it.
Yeah.
Like, I pay way more attention to that stuff now well, like, as like, more mature gamer, I guess.
There was, like, a puzzle to figure out with the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Though, I swear to God, every time I played Hotline Miami, I'd be, like, strategy, like, trying a strategy, and every time it would wind up me being, like, fucking who cares, and just, like, go for it, and that worked the best. And I'm like, that's weird.
Yeah, yeah.
that's kind of weird.
Yeah, like, going apeshit is the best strategy.
Yeah. Just like real life, man. Just like real life.
Just go hard.
Just go hard. Just go hard at murdering a house full of Russian mobsters.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, Russian? Like,
put whatever you want on.
How about trends that you either, like, got into or don't miss anymore? I will say this. I used to be big into the World War II first-person shooters, which was, like, a whole thing.
Mm-hmm. That,
like,
really was.
PlayStation to PlayStation 2. Now, I feel like we're all still, as a community, like, yeah, we don't need any of those for a while. Like, they were on three systems. I don't know. There is part of me that has less tolerance for, like, really sexist games nowadays.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just, like, the most interesting games to me lately have been, like, The Last of Us, and things with, like, really unique stories, and that sort of mess with me emotionally.
Yeah, I like that stuff.
Yeah. I don't know what that is, and there's not a lot of examples of that either.
And a lot of them aren't, like, I play mainly, like, mainly Xbox, and then I play some PC games, and there's nothing like that. No emotion, really, on the Xbox. It's like a AAA COD machine. You know what I mean? Like, that's the basic thing for the Xbox.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm missing out a lot on that because the PS3 has, like, Heavy Rain and, like, The Last of Us and all these, like, real-type things.
Journey and things like that. Yeah. That is a thing. Like, I feel like Xbox did better with the AAA stuff, for sure.
Right.
But, yeah, the more, like, weird and avant-garde video game experiences have been on PS3.
Like, Flower and Journey.
Undiscovered Swan or whatever it was. I still got to play that
one. Yeah, I haven't played that one either. I want to check that out. Is it fair to say, like, because I also, when I was a kid, I was way more of a wimp about scary stuff. So, like, I got way more into horror, like, games as I got older. Like, scary, actual scary games.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Dead Space and, fucking Amnesia, The Dark Descent, which I'm
in the middle of that right now.
Fucking God, that game.
The atmosphere, the whole thing.
Yeah. Does it still get you? Like how, I remember putting the controller down from Resident Evil 2 and Silent Hill and, like, turning off the machine. Like, does it still really freak you out?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Amnesia? For sure did. Wow. It freaked me the fuck out at times.
That's great.
I couldn't get through the demo of Amnesia at first. I was really? Too freaked out, yeah. What? You meet some this monster that you can't see. It's an invisible monster.
Right.
And that was enough for me. I was like, I am freaking the fuck out over a video game right now. Not in a frustrated way, just like, I don't want to go in that room.
They are right, such...
Right. I don't want to keep playing.
They're such powerful experiences, you forget that you are not physically in this game.
Yeah.
And that you can't actually get hurt.
It is I think because games are such... Yeah, it's like the most kind of immersive experience, you know, it's like, you are this guy, you know, a first-person game like Amnesia, you really are that guy, and then to put on top of that fear, which is the most, like, intense emotion I think you can feel, it's all of a sudden like, whoa, boy, this isn't like Leisure Suit Larry, this is freaking terrifying.
Which, a huge fan of Leisure Suit Larry.
That's a genre that I'd like to see come back.
The sexy point-and-click?
Sexy point-and-click. Actually, that is something I got really into when I was younger, was point-and-click adventures.
Me too.
Yeah. Not sexy necessarily, but yeah.
Like King's Quest.
King's Quest. Yeah. Oh my god, I love King's Quest. And Space Quest.
I only played like King's Quest and then like some of the, like, Sam & Max.
Loved Sam & Max. Day
of the Tentacle.
Monkey Island I was big into.
Yeah. And maybe it's just because there aren't as many these days.
No, they're not. I mean, they made a comeback with The Walking Dead. That was the one that really...
But I feel like I played that game mainly for the story. Like, I could give two shits about it being a point-and-click adventure. You know what I mean?
Right.
I would have played that no matter what, like, genre it was.
Right.
And I tried to play, like, one of the... What was it? Atlantis or whatever? Indiana Jones game. Yeah.
Oh.
I tried to play that, and I was like, boy, I just do not give a fuck.
So it's maybe I'm more to like... it, though. Like, there's a new one that I got on, like, Steam for super cheap. Like, Machinima, I think it's called.
Oh, Machinima.
Oh, yeah.
Or,
Machinarium.
Machinarium. That's it.
Yeah, is it good?
That one is great.
Super good.
Oh.
It's, like, just all puzzles. Really cool art style. Like, and you're just walking around trying to figure shit out and, like, grabbing things. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. Like, it's cool. Very puzzly.
I take it back. Maybe I do still love point-and-click adventures. But just, it's like, I would never play a game because it's a point-and-click.
I actually, I watched a documentary on the point-and-click genre. Shut up, you guys. What I learned... I'm unemployed. What I learned...
Oh, is that why your hair's like that?
What I learned...
You got him! His hair's not even weird, but you got him.
What I learned... is that they just took...
What did you say that you learned, Tim?
What I learned... is that they took a dive after, like, Myst and Riven. Like, those sorts of games are the only ones still making money after a while. Because then you got, like, way cooler games, and no one really gave a shit about, like, the puzzly sort of point-and-click stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And even they switched that from, like, being a person, like, on a screen, to being first person. It's like, you are walking around this, right? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
There was like a horror one that had like live people.
Phantasmagoria.
That was the one. Yeah,
it was like 7 discs long. I had that shit, dude. Because it was horror and a point and click. That was like, oh yeah, put them together.
That is,
and the promise of boobies.
That is, right.
Oh man, was I into that game?
That was regarded as being a rough game nowadays.
Yeah. Any sort of FMV, like,
those are tough to watch. I think I've talked about this before. When I tried to watch Dark Forces cutscenes in like Star Wars, like Dark Forces 2. Oh my god!
Yeah,
like being aware of production value really takes a lot away. When you see the main villain and it's like this kind of fat guy, it's like, who the fuck is this dude? Like, they couldn't get actors; they had to have like one of the programmers, like, brother-in-law or something.
Yeah.
He's just wearing, like, a shitty, like, visor.
Yeah.
To look future-y.
Those early games with the acting from designers cracks me up nowadays.
Oh, my God, it's so great.
Like, the Command & Conquer FMV scenes and stuff. Yeah.
I still gotta get my hands on Red Alert 2.
Yeah, that's the one.
I used to be really into real-time strategy.
Me too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
When I was, like, in my teens, that was a big deal.
Yeah, I can think of, like, barely any nowadays. I can't think of ones
Oh, man. Yeah, back in the day, I was like Age of Empires.
Right.
2 was
Total Annihilation.
I don't remember that one.
StarCraft, of course.
Oh, yeah, yeah. StarCraft.
Warcraft, all the Warcraft.
Yeah, Warcraft 2 is where I came in on it.
And Me too.
I loved, like, the goofiness of it. Plus,
it was
a fucking fun-ass game.
Yeah, Warcraft 2 was great. And, I remember, like, playing with cheats so that you could try to, like, save. Because, like, in the campaign at the end, at the very beginning, you see your, one of your guys get killed because he's, like, so overwhelmed by orcs. And I'm like, I'm going to save him. Put on God mode. And then beat all the orcs. He's, like, just running around being a crazy guy, like, killing any orcs he sees. But it's God mode, so he's fine. And then I realized, like, oh, shit, it's not over until
he's supposed
he's dead.
To die. Yeah,
like, that's what's keeping it from triggering. So I just, like, fucking, like, took God mode off and just, like, murdered him. I'm like, ooh, it took a dark turn at the end of this game.
The original Warcraft, so good.
Yeah. But, yeah, I don't play too many, like, real-time strategy games anymore.
Not really.
No, I mean, StarCraft 2 is the big one of recently.
What about those like kind of top down tile games, or not necessarily tile, but like Baldur's Gate and Baldur's Gate 2.
Oh,
yeah.
And,
like isometric view. Like,
yeah, isometric. Yeah. That's the word I was looking for.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys ever get into those? Those are like
a little bit of Baldur's Gate 2. Like I got deep, but like nowhere. Like I had friends who like played all the way through. Had like. Level whatever the fuck characters like how do you have the patience for this? How do you remember where you're supposed to do? It was just massive and
and it was always like you're working towards just like getting more money so that you can progress the story in Baldur's Gate 2.
And oh really?
Like, yeah, I remember that's like a thing early on, and I was like, forget it. I got no time. What the fuck?
I got no time. For
I got
this.
No time for this. But
so just grinding, grinding in order to get money.
Well, I mean, you did quests and stuff, but I think like I was like, is this the story or is this all side quests? Like, what the fuck?
Right.
That was actually I tried to play Planescape, Torment.
Yeah,
Torment.
I've heard of that.
I tried to play that recently, and I got pretty far, and I was really enjoying it. And then all of a sudden, I realized like I don't even know what's happening in this game. Like I truly don't have any clue. And I was like, why the fuck am I playing?
That was me like 40 hours into Final Fantasy 13. I was like, I am playing this because I'm beholden to a franchise, and I don't even give a shit at all. And this is a bad game. That's another thing. Like I don't need to buy of a certain franchise just because of loyalty anymore. Like, it's still got to be a good game. You know what I mean? Or I have to, like, if it's got shitty reviews, I'm not going to pick it up.
Right. Yeah, you know? Same here. I almost always go to Metacritic, and it's like, just give me a clue. I'm like, over an 80 here, and it's like 72, and I'm like, oh, fuck this.
Yeah.
I was doing that... I do that pretty much with almost all new releases. Like, if I'm looking at them and I'm not totally sold, I'm like, let's check out what Metacritic's got.
Yeah, that's another thing we absolutely do nowadays. I go to video game websites every day.
Oh, yeah. Sure, yeah.
Like, the media circus
video subreddits games. That I subscribe to, and then, like, Giant Bomb, and checking out Metacritic, and, like,
I do IGN game trailers, yeah, there's like a whole industry now based on that wasn't there before. It would be magazines back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right?
And I would just go off of like, back in the day, I would just go off of like box art.
Yeah, oh, yeah, dude, for sure.
Totally. Or TV commercials. What an idea.
Mm-hmm.
Good Lord, listening to the TV commercial of like, ooh, this Final Fantasy VII game looks like it's going to be really good. And it fucking was, but like... What the hell was I thinking? Like, and then the Final Fantasy VIII. I remember the Final Fantasy VIII commercials were, like, amazing.
Oh, they were epic.
They were, like, beautiful. And
like, it was, like, the CGI ones at that point, right?
Yeah, because they just used cutscenes.
Oh, that, like, that Final Fantasy VIII intro sequence still blows me. Like,
it's still beautiful.
Yeah.
I'd fucking watch that right now. Let's do it on the podcast.
Can we pause this?
All right, and we're back from watching it.
Whoa. Wow! Oh my God, he cuts Cypher's face, and then it happens to him. Ooh.
That was intense. I've never seen it.
Tim, you got the order wrong of who cut whose face first, and I'm the bigger nerd for correcting you.
I'm gonna go, you guys.
Get the hell out of my basement. Take your haircut with me.
Guys.
What do you want?
Any last thoughts in terms of... things we're not into anymore. Things we love even more. I wonder if there's ever going to be a time where I'm into sports games.
You know what? I think that this actually really ties back to something else I was thinking of, like local multiplayer.
Oh yeah,
like playing with your buddies, like gold. Like you didn't play GoldenEye.
Yeah, I fucking really.
That was sleepovers.
Yeah, constantly.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. Like my cousins would, these two cousins of mine would come over and like at every like friendly birthday party, Sunday dinner, yeah, whatever. We'd be upstairs playing GoldenEye, or my friends would come over. We play that, yeah, Mario Kart,
I do miss
all that,
that
shit. Yeah,
yeah.
There was an Xbox or a Xbox X Men game I used to play like that.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh yeah.
And well, now I play, Nicole and I play the newest Rayman Legends game,
oh,
which
cool.
is great.
Yeah, I brought my lady, and hopefully I try to get her to play video games. She doesn't like to very often. Like, I buy shit like that, like, hey, look, we can play this together.
Yeah.
And she gets
How
frustrated.
How fun would that be? Huh?
Yeah.
Tim.
Tim. That was really creepy.
That was my impression of a boyfriend pitching that to his girlfriend.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I thought you were talking about having. I thought you meant having a girlfriend, and I was like, Jesus, Tim.
No, I've
like,
done that. I know what's up.
How fun was that? Yeah, God. No, he's doing the most perverted things with
that
his eyebrows.
Super gross. I have spit in my eyebrows now.
You have some really intense eyebrows. I
They're
like
pretty
them.
Big.
Yeah.
They're pretty big.
Expressive.
Yeah, yeah. They're no. I've someone said this to me at a party. It's Andrew Tischer and then me. Tischer has some super eyebrows.
He does.
Yeah.
And you're number two.
In the rankings.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I guess no final thoughts.
We had a nice conversation there about local multiplayer.
Oh, that's
games.
Right. I'm sorry. I thought we were just talking about latest.
Anything you miss or
anything I miss? Probably not really. I kind of miss like I kind of do miss. This is so weird, but I miss like sitting down with like the gaming manual and reading through like the backstory before I fire up the game.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Wow,
That's something I used to do every time I bought a game.
Like even if you were gonna get it in the game, there was something cool. I kept tons of game manuals in my house.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
I remember the one that was for, like, I'd look through the Final Fantasy VII one, because it was, like, pretty thick. Looking at the, on the back of that one, there was, there were, like, little ads for Final Fantasy Tactics.
Oh, yeah,
Saga
yeah.
Frontier and Bushido Blade. Which, and I played all those games because of that advertisement. I was like, well, this game's good. These games have all got to be good.
Man, you are such a sucker.
Oh, Saga Frontier. Pre-rendered backgrounds. That's something else I miss.
That's weird.
I know. It is. Like, they used to do, like, watercolor backgrounds, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
What the fuck? Like, nowadays it's like, what the hell is this? But, like, at the time, man, that was super awesome.
There's part of me that does miss renting games a little bit. Like, like going to the store and just seeing what all was out there.
Yeah. Playing, like, Breath of Fire 3 and being like, I'm not into this.
Or, like, waiting for the copy to come in, like, calling, like, Major Video every, like, half
yeah,
an hour.
Yeah.
Hey, did that game come back in?
Huh?
I want to rent that.
Major.
I got to save on that.
Yeah,
I want to
like
make sure
the local
that
place.
No one got rid of my save.
Yeah, that's
right. Got a hold for Eric, right? Oh, the save on the cartridge.
Save on the cartridge.
Like, I lost a few Chrono Triggers that way.
Yeah, I remember like jumping in and being like, what the fuck? Magus is in your party later. And it's like, oh, that's kind of a spoiler.
Yeah.
Classic.
Spoiler
alert. Magus.
Oh, man.
Spoiler alert for years and years ago. Eric, thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I had a great time.
If people want to see you not talking about video games, but instead performing comedy in Chicago, where can they see you?
Right now, nowhere.
All right.
But,
I apologize.
Never been the answer, ever.
Except for
show.
Your mom, when your mom was on.
But, did you ask her that question?
I don't think I did.
That's probably a good call.
Well, I'm doing a one-off thing I would do every once in a while called The Funeral, and we'll be at 773 doing that.
Nice.
And then Amy Thompson and I have a two-person that we call Dumplings that we're in the middle of booking stuff for right now. And I'll be on Herald Team at I.O. shortly.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Very cool. Clayton?
Hijinks at the Public House Theater. We had our first show. Yeah, right?
Yes.
I'm like, did I
mention there, I
that? No, I'm like, did I mention that in the last podcast?
Yeah,
I did.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Okay, that's more. I wasn't checking with you. Did I have a show, Tim? No.
Has his phone out.
Yep, I got my phone out. I got to text somebody real quick. No, Tim was at the show. Did you realize? No, the next Hijinks show is going to be October 26th at 11 p.m. Guys, definitely check it out. This one's going to be about space, and I'm pretty heavy in it, so not in the fat suit, which I was in the last show, but just in good. The show a lot. I was a fat dude freaking out because a donut shop closed.
Yeah.
Forever.
Yeah, let me give the date and time of my show because that's
Hit
what you
it.
Do.
That's funeral. What plugs are, dude.
Yeah, great. The funeral is at 10:30 at 773 on the 24th of October. It's a Thursday night. It'll be a lot of fun. It's a cool show, nice. And it's a mix of people that do it every time.
Oh, and look at this. The late 90s have a show.
Oh, come on.
On Friday the 18th. So check that out. Time,
guys, this isn't
8 p.m.
a competition.
Oh,
I want to make
that
clear. It's
oh,
not
look
a...
at that. So I got a plug, too.
It's just a communal time and we can all... as for me...
This is when we lose our audience completely.
As for me, speaking of space, I'm not involved with this project at all. Guys, go see Gravity, the movie. It's
oh, yeah.
So good.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, no, I want
to
see it
really
that.
Badly. Yeah.
I saw it in New York. I had a lot of time to kill. But yeah, I saw it in 3D. So good.
Was it shot in 3D?
Shit.
I think so.
Yeah.
Also, Shock T's album is coming out October 15th. That'll be on Spotify and iTunes. We're having a release party for it on the 23rd at the Public House Theater. Thanks to everyone that came out to see Overflowing Luxury. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. I was there.
Clayton
You're
was
welcome.
There.
You're welcome. I went to your show. But you went to mine.
And then Coup de Grace at I.O. I think that's just about everything. Eric, thank you again so much for being on the show.
Thanks, man.
Clayton, take us out with one of your catchphrases.
Pop the bone!
Bye, everybody.